This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Kia ora koutou, nō mai anō. Welcome to Citizens Advice Bureau, Ōte Pōti Dunedin Monthly Resettling in Aotearoa Show. Ko ana ahau. I'm the manager at CAB here in Dunedin. Our show is for anyone new or resettling here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and navigating life here, but very useful information, actually, and advice for anyone. Our core service is to help you know and understand and exercise your rights and know your obligations under the law here in New Zealand. And then we help you to figure out the steps you might need to take to resolve your issues. The other part of our service is to advise and help you to access the services you're entitled to. We like to educate and empower people to have the confidence and resilience to take action themselves with our guidance. Our help and advice is free, and importantly, we're independent of any government agency, and anything we talk about remains completely confidential. So tonight we are going to look at Facebook Marketplace, which is a pretty popular place for buy and sell groups and business, actually people in trade buying and selling, or selling probably more. But you have to be really careful because some pages on Facebook are actually scammers. So we're going to look at some tips on how to spot scams and what you can do, or you just want to be aware of if you've been scammed, or to not to get scammed in the first place. So, yeah, what is a Facebook Marketplace scam? Well, scams obviously can happen to both buyers and sellers, and some listings themselves just might be total fabrication. Scams come in lots of different forms, so it's important to know what the scams are and how to recognize them when you're buying and selling on Marketplace. So the first type of scam is called a phishing scam, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing, and it's a form of identity theft that gets you to sort of volunteer your personal information without you realizing what's sort of happening. And they come from people who sort of have the intention of using your information for their own benefit dishonestly, like hacking into your bank account or your Facebook or Instagram or email account. And they may look like, you know, they might come in the form of a message or an email that asks you to give verification codes coming to your phone or email address. Or account information, like, you know, an email address or a password. So other types are like linking, you know, a message that might have a container link that goes to some fake site. But it, you know, it might look really closely similar or very similar to the official place, the business. And there's another word, smishing, which uses SMS messages, which like text messages. And again, they're trying to trick you into going to a fake site from your phone. Another type is where sellers are scamming you. So that's when someone's trying to sell or you know, items to someone without actually ever delivering the item. And so they obviously actually get all the money and the buyer doesn't get anything. So this may look like, you know, a seller who actually deliberately sends you something that's completely different from what you paid. like they sold you a used item when they said it was listed as brand new on Marketplace, or saying that they sent you the item, and they never actually did. You never received it, but they never actually sent it. Or asking you to send them money as like a deposit with the excuse that it's worth a lot of money, and they want them to give them a deposit first before you can actually confirm whether it's legit or not. So often that sort of scammer will, you know, after all that sort of happened, might block the buyer. So it's real hard to even contact them, or the other thing is that they might just completely ignore any messages that you send them. So there's also buyer scams. So that's when someone tries to buy or trade items from someone else without paying, which is obviously the person buying it is the one who loses out and the buyer gets the money. So that could look like things like they might report the transaction as fraudulent after they've received the item from you, or claiming that they never received the item from you when they actually did, or not paying for an item that they received. And, you know, the buyer just insisting on arranging the delivery themselves and then sending the seller like a fake link to a website that, again, might look like a legit company, a postal service, and asking the seller to pay an insurance fee, you know, to start that process, or, you know, the fake website is set up to get your banking details from the seller, etc. Another type of scam is a listing scam. That's when it appears to be fake. A listing on Facebook Marketplace, you know, it tends to be fake, appears to be fake, or it lures or tries to suck the buyer into completing a transaction that actually takes you outside of the marketplace. So that can look like a listing that, you know, a listing that lists a product that's got a really low price on Marketplace, which, you know, which is often a sign that it's fake, you know, it's too good to be true. The description is like sort of encouraging the buyer to contact the seller outside of Marketplace. Again, that's always a red flag. So how do you avoid scams on Facebook Marketplace? Well, if you're talking to a buyer or a seller, you should, like we've just said, you should always avoid or not communicate with them privately outside of Facebook or Messenger. Could look like something like requests you to contact other people, like a relative of the seller, you know, that they're not actually true owners of the Facebook account, or users contacting you about a Marketplace listing outside of Marketplace, you know, like from something like Instagram. Could also, you should avoid messages or emails that are directly from the seller telling you that there was something wrong with your payment. If, you know, someone's being really pushy and wants you to really hurry up to complete a sale and wants it to be done really quickly, you know, that they're putting pressure on you to complete the sale really, really quickly, that could be a red flag that they're trying to get you to get around safe sort of normal practices. Another way to make sure you avoid scams on Facebook Marketplace is, you know, whenever you're dealing with your payments, always use a trusted payment service. If you're the buyer, ask to see the valuable item in person, face to face, before sending any payment. Um, you should ask, what, you know, if they're actually asking you to take some time of action, some type of action before you accept payment, before they accept payment, like paying a fee or emails that tell you to upgrade your account or whatever, that's always a red flag. If you are ever unsure, you know, contact the payment app's support team and ask them. Always check your account, you know, to confirm payments. You should always look for buyers sending you screenshots of payments and saying that they've paid, and then they're asking you to send it, saying they're paid, but you haven't seen it show up. You know, don't ever trust a screenshot of a payment as confirmation. Wait till it's actually in your account. You might find that buyers say that they, you know, overpaid you by mistake, and that they're asking you to refund the overpayment. You know, buyers might say they're going to pay you more than what you've asked for, and that's sort of pretending to overpay, you know. Buyers that might, you know, that sort of ask for refunds without actually paying. Don't ever give a refund before checking your account, you know, your account, and making sure that the payment actually went in. So, you know, unless the item you're selling is really rare, there's a huge demand for it, you know, requests to pay more than the asking price is a real red flag. And avoid sales or transactions that ask you to pay with gift cards. And never ever provide gift card details for a payment to someone that you have no clue who they are. Another way to avoid sort of phishing attempts. So if you've always got two-factor authentication set up, it's a really good security feature that helps you know protects your Facebook account on top of your password. If you set it up, you know, you'll be asked to enter a code that they've sent you to confirm your logon attempt. Each time you try to get into your Facebook page, you know, just so that, like, it might come to your phone or to your email. And they'll do that if someone's trying to access your Facebook account or your Messenger from an account that they don't recognize, or a browser or a mobile device that they don't recognize. But don't ever respond to those types of messages unless they come from, legit. And don't ever send those codes. If you do have two-factor authentication set up, never send those codes to someone else, because that will give them access to your Facebook account or your bank account, etc. Tips for identifying genuine sellers or buyers and sellers versus scammers on Facebook Marketplace would be like business pages. You know, fake business pages can look really legitimate. Just make sure you only ever have anything to do with pages that have detailed profiles, and they've got current, you know, really recent selling histories, or, you know, active history. And always check customer reviews, and especially if there's lots of negative feedback, that's a red flag. But if just sort of personal, or not business pages, but just sort of individual buyer and seller profiles, you know, always look at again how active they've been with previous sales. Do an online search of their name to see if it shows up in any reports of scams. Look through social media to verify their identity and check the profile reviews, you know, and just to be sure that the buyer or the seller is who they say they are. Recently set up profiles are a really red flag. Often you can just see that a profile's just been set up in the last month or so. There's no postings or anything, so that's a real red flag. delivery companies, if a buyer says they want you to use a specific delivery company or postage company, look into the company yourself online for any negative reviews so you can be sure that they're legit and that, you know, they are a good service. And as mentioned earlier, payment methods, choose a secure payment method like bank transfers or cash in person, you know, like wait till you actually get the product in your hand and give them cash. And remember that genuine buyers only need your bank account number for an internet transfer. They don't need anything else. And another, like a secure payment method would be something like PayPal. So some other tips, for staying safe, as I just talked about, meet in a public place, arrange to meet in person and make the payment directly after viewing the product. Trust your instincts. You know, if something feels wrong, don't proceed with it. If it seems too good to be true, it probably isn't, is a very good thing to go by. So what about if you have been scammed on Facebook Marketplace? Document everything. You know, keep records of all transaction messages and details. Report the scam to Facebook. Use their reporting tools to report the scam and who the user was that was involved. And that can be done directly on the Facebook app and tap on Marketplace. Find the seller you want to report, then tap on their name, three dots, and then tap on report. If you've been blocked, ask a friend to report it for you. Contact your payment providers. You know, you can seek assistance from your bank for fraudulent transactions. If you use a credit card, you can ask your bank to perform a chargeback. This is when the bank reverses a payment that's been made by a credit or debit card. So you can ask for a chargeback if someone made a fraudulent transaction using your credit card, like, for example, if they stole your card. But you can also use it if you use your credit card to buy something and there is a problem with it. For example, goods never arrived, or you can't negotiate directly with the person who was selling it, or they will not give you a refund. So if you want to ask for a chargeback, you need to do it within the time frame stated in the credit card's terms and conditions. You'll have to tell your bank when you made the purchase, what you bought and how much you paid, and you'd have to probably show a bit of proof about that. And the bank will look into your claim. And if they accept that request, they'll reverse the transaction. You'll get your money back. If they do not, they might charge you for applying for the chargeback. So just check your bank rules around this. If you think you've been affected by a Facebook market scam, tell all your friends and family, you know, so they don't become a victim as well. You can also report the incident on the NetSafe website, which is netsafe.org.nz, and then go and click on report online, or you can text them at 4882 or call them on 0508638723. They also have an online chat. They're there 7 days a week and they're free and they are non-judgmental. They're not going to judge you for what you did, even if it was silly. And they've also created a Check NetSafe anti-scam tool, which helps you check with a website whether a website or a link is legit. So you can put in the website URL and it will check it for you. So this is at https://checknetsafe.nz/. So what about when you buy from someone on Facebook Marketplace, what are your consumer rights? Well, they're going to depend on whether the seller is a professional trader and whether they're based in New Zealand. Professional traders must identify themselves on sites where they sell goods or services, and by law they have to they must display this information clearly and prominently whenever a customer can purchase from them online. If it's not clearly displayed on the website, you can also check whether they mention a physical shop or refer them to themselves as a business. If they're selling many items of the same kind and seem to have sold many items in the past, then they're probably a professional trader, even if they think it's just a hobby. So you can check whether they've got a New Zealand business number on the company's office, on the company's register, and you can, you know, check the company's business status. If you buy consumer goods or services from a professional trader, you have more protection if things go wrong. They must comply with the Consumer Guarantees Act and the Fair Trading Act. Someone sometimes sells goods online, and you're not sure whether they qualify as a trader, you know, use this general rule of thumb. If they attain goods for the purpose of selling them, then they're probably a trader. For example, if they're selling their children's gold clothes that they're growing out of, then they are not a trader. But like if they sell children's clothes that they bought while they're on holiday overseas because they thought they would sell them, but when they got back home, then they are a trader. And you have, like I said, there's also more protection if the seller is a professional trader and they're based in New Zealand. If the seller is based in New Zealand, you're covered by the Fair Trading Act, and they're not allowed to mislead you about the goods. If the goods you are buying are the if they're for normal personal use, you're also covered by Consumer Guarantees Act. For example, like if the goods must arrive on time and match the description and be fit for purpose. The seller is based overseas, it's really hard to enforce your New Zealand consumer rights. You'd need to read the information about their terms and conditions, which are normally on their website. If your purchases are considered a private sale if the seller is not a professional trader, that means that you're actually not covered by the Consumer Guarantees Act or the Fair Trading Act. But if the seller is based in New Zealand, you are covered by Contract and Commercial Law Act. This means that you have rights if the seller misled you, sold you something that is not theirs to sell, or is seriously faulty, if it's seriously faulty or unsafe. So it's a good idea to get a receipt from the seller and record anything that they tell you about the item, as you may be covered by the Contract and Commercial Law Act if it turns out that the seller has misrepresented the sale item. If the private seller is based overseas, then you do not have much protection at all. As mentioned above, though, you can report problems with a private sale to the online marketplace, Facebook marketplace itself. You can also report an overseas online trader or retailer to a place called econsumer.gov. That's econsumer.gov. So if the overseas retailers will not sort out the problem, you can make a complaint to them. And they've got a website. It's an international database of consumer complaints about overseas traders. And participating government agencies can use to identify, help and prevent international scams. They're not able to act on your behalf. Like, they're not able to get you a refund, but you can complain to them. So, yeah, remember, if you think you've been the target of a scam, contact NetSafe for advice and guidance. And their helpline is free, available 7 days a week. You can report it online. On their website, you'll find it. You can email them help@netsafe.org.nz. You can text them 4282, or you can call them 0508 638 723, 8 to 8 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 5 on weekends. But remember that we also have a number of articles on our website relating to all that information we have shared with you tonight. So you can go and read it in your own time, because I know it was a bit dry. One of the articles we have, for example, is what are my consumer rights when I buy goods from Trade Me or Facebook Marketplace. Another one is how can I tell whether a person selling online is a professional trader. Another one is when making an online purchase, how do I make sure it is safe to hand over my credit card details? Or another one, can I cancel my credit card purchase if there's a problem with the purchase? So, yeah, go and have a really good look at those. They're all written in plain English, no legal speak, no jargon, and they're all fact-checked by a legal team at National Office. So you can contact CAB or Deporti Dunedin to ask about any of those things we discussed also tonight, or absolutely anything else you need help with. You can call us direct in Dunedin on 471 6166. And we have an online website on our website, www.cab.org.nz. You can contact us via the online form. So thank you to our listeners for tuning in this evening, and Otago Access Radio for hosting us. Kia ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.